Hey everyone and welcome. I am Joko.
And this is Haley.
And you're tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast where every Thursday you get your weekly hefty dose of K-pop talk, news updates, all that good stuff. And Haley, I think you actually have a fairly hefty dose for us today.
I do.
For this episode, for sure. And let's see, we'll be covering... Okay, I'm going to go down the list. Everyone, brace yourselves, strap in your seatbelts. We have... we're going to be talking about KCON, Jennie, aespa. Of course, there's going to be a good amount of Jennie with everything going on with her right now. We're going to talk about that one postponed, like, broadcast.
End of the year concert.
Yeah, that one was... That was crazy. There was like over 30 plus different groups that we all listened to. We're going to talk about some ZB1. We're going to talk about some Big Bang with G-Dragon. And as much as he doesn't want to be affiliated with Big Bang to hurt their reputation, Top, he is part of them still in all our hearts, right?
Yes.
We will talk about Le Sserafim. We will be talking about Kickflip, Haley, Boy Next Door, of course. Mm-hmm. And ending with Stray Kids.
No BTS. Sorry, guys.
Oh, that's surprising. But we'll tell when we get there, we'll tell you why. It's just pretty much, we just haven't been catching up with everything. Mm. There's just too much going on. Mm. So don't forget to like, follow, hit that notification bell, subscribe. If you want to keep finding out more and hearing more K-pop, because there's just so much going on, we're going to cover the first three things. We're going to cover our different concerts that are happening near us. Since we are from LA, we will be talking about LA related stuff, obviously, in the beginning. And hit that notification bell. And Haley, where can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
What can they do there?
Message us.
Oh.
And chat with us.
You sound like a robot.
I know.
I swear she's not pre-recorded. And I guess we should just start. Let's see. KCON. So. What? Announced, finally, right? Like,
well, yeah, I feel like they always announce the dates that they'll do, but you won't get the lineup until like a month or two before.
You won't get the lineup till a day before KCON.
Not that bad. But it's moved back to August this year, thank God, for LA. It's August 1, 2, and 3.
So that's KCON LA, yes. Mm-hmm. So that's going to be the usual location, of course. Basically, the convention center. And then right next to it is Crypto, aka Staples Center. And that's usually where they do the performances after the convention for each day. So, yeah.
Yeah, and I think Japan, KCON is going to be May, I think around the 15th.
Coming up. Yeah, like definitely a lot. I forgot how much earlier it is compared to KCON LA.
But I'm glad it's in August again because having it in July last year, like 2 weeks after Anime Expo, was too much for me.
This is nice. Yeah, we get a little break and the weather is not as actually
August is kind of hot.
It's getting worse. Yeah, it's like summer is kind of dragging
but it's
further.
Indoors anyway.
Sorry. And I think, yeah, so that's right. KCON LA, temper your expectations and have no expectations. Mm-hmm. That's the best way to handle it. Because we will not know who the hell is going to be there, to be honest.
Kickflip.
Stray Kids.
No. I hope not.
Not again. But you never know. Oh, didn't you do some research and you told me that Stray Kids will be like, this is their time, like...
Yeah, they're not touring.
They're not touring. This is like the off time in between. So.
I don't want them to come only because they're so popular, and I don't want so many people trying to get their tickets, and it ruins my chance of seeing my fifth gen boys.
But what if we get Bang Chan as host Bang Chan once again?
We already had him.
He was one of my favorite hosts. What if we get Seungmin? Because Seungmin looks like Theo from Singles Inferno. So, yeah. Or what if we get someone from Singles Inferno?
Would never happen.
Why
they
don't they? They
should get Dex.
They should get Dex. Oh, that'd be cool. Or Theo. Or Dex. But yeah, Dex would be really
cool.
Maybe
he would
to
come only if Twice was going to go.
You mean Sana.
Or Sana.
Specifically. Yeah. Or Singles Inferno Sana. Mm-hmm. Let's see. So that's what's going on with KCON. Haley said, we won't know anything really till about a month before.
Japan will have their lineup like way before.
And Japan's lineup will be better than ours. So don't expect the same lineup.
Yeah, they'll get NEXT, which I'll be sad about.
And then let's see. Let's keep moving on. Other stuff going on in LA. So Jennie had her, Ruby experience. I don't even know if we talked about it previously. So she finally dropped the tickets.
Yeah,
the news and everything was just really close to each other. We already talked about like how Jennie was, I think last episode we talked about Jenny out of nowhere saying she's going to release the album. Mm-hmm. We talked about when I pre-ordered it. Then all of a sudden she dropped news that she's going to be doing a special performance, like a solo mini tour showcase, maybe? I guess. Yeah. And it's going to be in starting off in LA, then New York, then Seoul. So literally only three stops.
Is it only?
Yeah, only three stops.
She didn't add anymore?
No. And the crazy part is she added one extra date only for LA.
Of course.
We'll talk about exactly what went down. Because, you know, of course, your boy always trying to, you know, at least try to support Jenny. She was my first true alt bias, right, in the beginning, in my in my infancy of K-pop and everything. So I did try to get it. I signed up. I'm obviously part of her Weverse fan club for specifically for Jenny, because each one of them for Blackpink, it doesn't count with Blackpink because this is her own thing. Yeah, it's kind of weird. But
I mean, it makes sense, but then at the same time, you're like, man, I have to get four different memberships now.
It's not too bad in terms of, well, I guess from my perspective, because since I am just like an almost middle-aged working adult, and I have the funds to kind of, you know, on the side to throw around, and it's only $18 for the membership, so it's not too painful.
Times four, when it could have been one.
Well, I don't have
membership for like other one. No, I know. But what happens if they like decide to tour here?
Well, what do you mean for Blackpink?
No, no, so that's not their Blackpink. Like Rosé, Lisa.
Well, let's worry about that when the time comes.
I guess.
Future Joko could worry about that. But right now, it looks like for this one, yeah, it was just that. It was an eight, like it said, like I think 25,000 won or something. And that was like about $18. Signed up, did the pre-sale, sign up and all that stuff. Was working when the pre-sale happened, and I was busy even like precepting, or like had like nurses shadowing me that were like new hires. So it was kind of I had to pretend that hopefully none of them have no one from work or anyone listens. But like I was like, oh, I need to fix something in the backyard. We have people. We do have people from like the electrical people, like DWP, which is like the Department of Water and Power here in LA, coming by, and they fix some stuff. But I also like just kept saying it was like more frequent than what it was, basically, so I could like kind of run to my laptop, which is like behind me, and like look at the tickets there, because, you know, I can't do all this stuff on my work computer. And it was very interesting because New York, because it's 3 hours ahead from LA, got an idea and a feel for it from like what I saw on Twitter. Everything sold out in New York apparently within like 10-15 minutes. So with LA, it was kind of hard to get in. When I finally got in, I had to keep refreshing, and like, let me just say, AXS or Access is the fucking worst.
It is.
We complain about Ticketmaster, and that's only because they scalp and like all that bullshit with the official platinum.
Yeah, but their interface is better.
But the yeah, it's so much easier to navigate. We know our place in the queue. This one, there's nothing. You can't check.
It's just the walking man.
It's just the walking man. Even like, you know, back in the day with Ticketmaster, where like they didn't tell you the number, it's just 2,000 plus.
Right.
But now they actually give you the number. But during that time, you could do a special thing where you like right click the page, view source, and you can kind of control F find your actual spot in line, right? It's like a cheat code.
Yeah.
For I did this exact same thing for Access or AXS.
Can't.
Did the same thing. You know what place I was in line? It said null, N-U-L-L. So you can't do it there because it sucks. And I didn't know where I was, but I finally got in and I kept refreshing. Tickets popped in and out. It was crazy. Every time I tried selecting it, I was like, oh, it's gone already, because it's horrible.
People are probably like, ugh, maybe I don't want to pay this much.
But here's the thing. That's exactly what I want to talk about. The pricing for Jenny's, like, the Ruby experience, like, this, the highest tier ticket is the Ruby one. And it comes with, like, you know, the whole regular, like, usual
sound
shebang.
Check.
Yeah, sound check, lanyard,
swag,
early access to stuff, and all this, like, yeah, the usual. Hers, after like fees and everything, was like I think 580, almost basically. Dude. We'll just say 600.
My God!
And that's just for one ticket. Mm-mm. And if you are fairly new here and you don't you haven't been listening to us for the past couple years, you don't know this, but the way that we handle tickets here, I pay for me and Haley whenever we see girl groups. So that's not just 580. This is almost like freaking $1,200 for me.
Right.
Haley was even nice enough. Like when I told her, she's like, you could just go by yourself. But I'm like, shh.
It's still kind of, yeah.
580. And it's like,
it's a lot just for like a solo. I mean,
but I love
get
Jenny.
It.
Like,
I
you know,
it.
She's
it's
like,
Jenny.
It's my like super, it. Like she was my super old till like sauna slayed me. But the, and the thing is, so I was really thinking about it. I'm still even considering it.
Don't buy resale.
Oh, I'm not buying resale. No way. Unless the... No, there's just no way. So the thing is, like, yeah, so everything... Let's kind of go in chronological order. All that stuff happened. I kind of gave up, and I had to go back to actually, you know, precept the nurses that were following me and do, like, my reviews. So I went back and double-checked everything again later because I was like, oh, we'll see what happens. Then I missed all these text messages. One of our friends who's, like, on top of it. We talked about him last week. Our shout-out to our friend Zach. Actually texted me, but my phone is on DND when I'm working, so I don't see all this stuff. And I didn't even know he texted me. I saw our K-pop chat on Instagram first before I saw that. And then you were the one that told me, Haley.
Yeah, because I was like, Zach said that there's a second
date. She like came into my room, and I didn't even know that. So I went straight, before I even replied to anyone, I looked at the second date. And I was able to get a better idea of the ticket prices and the tiers. And yeah, they're all just really high. And it's a smaller venue. This is Peacock Theater. So it's kind of like right next to the Crypto. This is where we watched Rise, where we watched XG perform. So this is all part of that whole area, like near the convention center and called LA Live, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like the Ruby tier was like $600. The Gold tier, which is like the ticket, because it's the venue doesn't have an extended stage or anything like that too. So the Gold ticket is like further back. Like, and then that is their second tier. And that's basically still $500. I was like, what the?
It's a lot.
Then when we're going, okay, so I was like, okay, what if I look at the furthest? I literally clicked on seats that were the last seats in the upper, like, I think it's the mezzanine area.
Yeah.
All the way in the back. Literally the two last ones in the corner when they were there. And mind you, a lot of the tickets sold out. Like, a lot of them were slowly selling out. And there was a lot of, like, oh, my phone is, sorry, that's my phone. And then, as you guys could hear, I have new jeans. Oh, what you like, boy? Jeans for free. Anyways, sorry. Our friend is calling. How do I put it? I'm on DND. Oh, he could probably call twice. Anyways, what was I saying? Oh, the ticket's super far in the back. Oh my gosh, it was still like, I think after I looked at it, was like, I think 200, shoot, like 230?
Yeah.
Or 240?
That's for like hella nosebleeds.
And that's like, it's pretty far. And it's like, I'm not used to that. Especially if I'm going to see, usually Haley and I want to see closer too. So it's
for
like,
for reference, like when we went and saw Rise at the Peacock Theater, I paid $500 together for both our tickets. Like, because their VIP was $250.
Oh my god!
So I'm like, the difference in price. I get it because she's Jenny, but still.
But that's why she's Jenny, and that's like Rise, right? And then when we watch XG, it's like we know how far back it is, and we're pretty far back. Now just imagine it like we're kind of in the same area except upstairs. I don't know if I want to pay that much. I'd rather obviously spend an extra $100 or two to be closer to see her. But at the same time, let's see. Let me just tell you a fact here to all our fellow listeners. We are multi-stans.
Yeah.
We have a very big problem with seeing a lot of... Wanting to see a lot of groups.
We're so Joko.
I want to see a lot of groups.
He has, like, less self-control than me. I have many guy groups, but I feel like I really pick and choose.
I want to see a lot of groups, okay? we have Baby Monster coming up. We're going to talk about aespa because aespa's coming up literally this weekend. So in a couple of days, like this Saturday here in L.A., I didn't even get retail tickets. I ended up buying literally this week, and then I was supposed to talk about it later, but I was supposed to buy, I ended up buying resale tickets with one of my friends. So we'll talk about it more later, but yeah, being a multi-stand is more expensive. So you have to really pick and choose. And if I have the ability to choose seeing Jennie again later, cause they're going to be doing their comeback. Mm-hmm. They're like together as a group for Blackpink, and I get to see and use that whatever $500, $600 I would have spent here.
For Barricade.
For, like, getting hopefully Barricade or something and seeing all four of them together. I think I'm going to use the funds that I saved from here to put it on that kind of thing. Right? So I could see all of them. But the other flip side of this, I even put a note here. If I was a solo stan, or if I stand like only two groups and was hardcore into one, I'd be totally fine with paying that money to go Jennie.
Yeah, because you'd have one concert the whole year.
Yeah, or no, not one. This is unless it's like each one of them has something, right?
Yeah, maybe max two.
Well, and then you have Blackpink's actual thing though. what, so it'll be probably more than what Haley said, obviously, but it's going to be like decreased by so much more compared to what it was. Cause one of our friends, he's just a once, right? He's a super Chewy stan. He went to Korea to see Chewy's solo comeback, and even was there at the filming, and he does all this cool, crazy stuff all related to Twice. And it's totally fine because he spends all his money all just on Twice.
Right. Just one group.
But he's crazy because he flies and goes to all the different concerts here.
I mean,
we
probably could do that.
Barricade. Yeah, exactly. I could probably have done.
If we had one group.
I could do this for Blackpink if I wanted to. But the thing is, I'm looking forward to Le Sserafim this year. We already have, like I said, I have Baby Monster. I wanted to see aespa. And that's just off the top of my head. And then we're going to go K-Con.
Stray Kids.
And then I'm going to see other guy groups. Haley used to cover me, but just I have to pay for my own.
I don't like this getting
right
too
now.
Much.
So it's a little too much for because I actually go to the guy groups too, right? We're going to see IVE. We're going to see ITZY. We see all these groups. So you have to really pick and choose and if it works out, but there's specific groups that I will be okay with paying more for.
Mm-hmm.
Blackpink as a whole, NewJeans, which might not even happen anymore,
right?
At least not under that name. Le Sserafim, and Twice.
Yeah,
those are the only four that I'm willing to cough out more, mm-hmm. and actually extend and really pay for it if I can get a good. Seat, and especially Barricade, right? So I'm just sorry, Jenny, but this is how it is. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I might not see her, and it sucks because it hurts more knowing that there's only four shows and two of them are here in LA. So if you hear in the next episode I end up buying tickets, you'll understand.
Right.
So it sounds like that too, but yeah, so that's what's going on. Jenny, that's my whole Jenny spiel on that. She's doing that, and it's just I guess it's pretty cool though, because Rosé didn't even have a solo tour, same with Lisa. Mm-hmm. Right, they didn't actually have stops or anything this, so it's kind of cool she had a showcase for herself. It's great for the fans. She has blinks everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. Globally, I'm sure there's many blinks internationally coming in,
right,
to watch this, as it always happens.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, I did bring up aespa. So aespa was we've talked about this before. When they dropped tickets, I couldn't get retail.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of my really good friends from elementary school is a huge Mai. And he's one of those, the one that we talked about earlier. He stands only Le Sserafim and aespa.
Right.
And specifically aespa is his ultimate. So it makes sense he would go. And he's not used to spending the exorbitant amount of money that we throw.
Yeah.
So, I was able to kind of get a ticket from that was resale that was reasonable for where the location is,
right?
And it's gonna be at the Kia Forum, so I'm gonna be watching with him on Saturday. I'm super excited because I really like aespa's recent music. Their latest comeback has been awesome. The styling is great, but the actual songs and everything, I've been really enjoying their songs this past year. And of course we all know 2024 was the year of aespa. They
Right.
owned over half the year,
yeah,
in terms of the charts and everything, right? Mm-hmm. So I was like, man, I'd be a fool not to go see them, right?
Right.
And so I'm gonna go check them out with my friend. A couple of our other friends are gonna be there as well, but everyone's just scattered around. But super excited because the seats we grabbed were the ones where Haley and I first saw Twice,
yeah,
together.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really good seating. That's where Sana pointed at us, and I fell for her very hard already. And I was like, Momo who? Right?
Right.
And I'm super excited for aespa. So that's what's coming up on my itinerary. And that's, I can't believe it's already this Saturday. It's only in a couple of days. Then let's see. What do we have here? We talk about usually comebacks for the next week or so, plus music videos that we watched and checked out from recent comebacks.
Mm-hmm.
January 31st. Guess what? Jenny. Mm-hmm. So Jenny will be dropping her single Love Hangover. And of course, that's part of her album drop, which is on March 7th. Still, it's a little bit of ways for the album Ruby. But looking forward to that. I've seen so many promotions on this. She's really promoting it. You know what's crazy, Haley? The promoting and promotions for all their solo stuff, each individual member.
Yeah.
So much better than just when they're under
compared
to being in YG.
YG sucks.
It's freaking ridiculous. They're
they suck
doing
so much
so
that
much.
I don't even remember. I always forget that treasure's under them.
It's so bad. It's so bad. Like, yeah. YG's horrible at that, but they're good at making groups.
But
it's
Baby Monster, I feel like, is promoted more.
Maybe right now, yeah. It seems like it. And they just,
I feel like I always see their stuff.
Especially right now, they just started their first world tour. So, I mean, damn, that's so soon.
Mm-hmm.
They're already starting their first world tour, and we're still stuck here. Le Sserafim and Eugene's, like, 3 years later or something for, like, Le Sserafim.
Right.
So I haven't had a world tour. I'm still waiting. Like, what the F? So that's January 31st. February 3rd, we have IVE, their third EP, Empathy. Looking forward to this a lot because I love Rebel Heart.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's such a good song already. And Plave, Haley, because we talked about Plave. We kind of have more lore after that one episode with Daesung.
Yeah.
We talked about it, I think, a couple episodes ago. So Plave is that, if you're not familiar, is that boy group that's
virtual?
Yeah, they're not actually AI. It's like virtual skins of actual people talking, and they're apparently aliens.
Yes,
from according to lore.
Yeah.
So there you go. And then February 5th, Nizzyu is going to have their mini album called Awake, and on that same day is going to be Reseen. They'll be doing their second mini album for Glow Up, and that's pretty much it. Nothing else really extending. We don't want to talk about like stuff going like till next month, right? And not. Like next month, I should say, because it's almost the end of the month for us here. I can't believe January is almost done already. And the music video we watch, guess who it was, Haley?
Jenny.
Jenny dropped Zen. I don't even know what to say.
You didn't know what to expect.
I had zero expectations. I had some expectations. I'd be lying if I had zero. Like, I was just kind of hoping.
Better than Mantra.
I was like, please be better. Like, please be good. Of course it's going to be good, but like... This one blew my mind. I did not expect the type of sound she did for Zen. It's so good. I don't know how to describe it. It's like one of those
it's like when you go to those.
What is it?
Not a rave, but then like those ones. It reminds
me of like Madion.
Yeah.
like the DJs and like all the hardcore synth and it's so cool. It still has hip hop. She like sounds awesome in the rapping. It's like new age rave hip hop kind of sound. It blew my mind.
But you could see it being played at the
EDM. Like EDC. EDC. Yeah. It's like EDM a little bit, like with that hard grunge tones kind of thing. And the ground like grunge synthesizers and everything. Oh, it's so good. I like enjoyed it so much because I didn't expect it, like that she would go for that sound. And the music video is really good too. It's like really badass, but at the same time, like really cool. Like
she's
the whole
an owl.
Yes, I don't even know what the hell is going on. I was just tripping the whole time, and it was really cool. She looked great in all her different outfits. That's why it sucks, because like, oh man, like the music video and like her solo, like all this stuff has hyped me up. And also her tour dates. I didn't even mention it, but for the second show they added. Is March 7th.
That's when the album drops.
That is the same day as the album drops. I'm like, shit.
So that means the people seeing it on the 6th? Is it the 6th?
Yeah, they'll get a good taste of like a pre-release kind of thing. I'm not going to lie, Haley. I think I'm going to look at AXS after we record this episode.
Just don't buy resale. Otherwise, it's going to be worse.
You know I'm not going to buy resale. But we'll figure that out. Future Joko can worry about that. But right now, current Joko will tell you to like, follow, subscribe, take your water break while you're doing this, your bathroom break. And don't forget to tune in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where every Thursday, Haley and I are here talking a lot of K-pop, for the most part, I think, mostly K-pop. And we're pretty much available on almost all major podcast streaming platforms. So like, follow, subscribe, and give us a rating. It helps a lot. And Haley, where can they check us out and what can they do?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to chat with us, just send your DMs there.
DMs, reels, simp talk, whatever, just even nice, kind words, converse. We've been pretty good with that. Haley's really good with that. And I'm there and I poke my head in and I just kind of say hi if you're lucky, or should I say lucky or unlucky enough to get me instead of Haley.
Maybe so. Be lucky because you're more rare than me. I feel like I'm always messaging people back.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
So there you go. And let's continue on, Haley, because we will be talking next about that MBC Gayo de Jojon, that wannabe concert, that the one that was postponed because of that tragic, you know, airline thing that happened in Korea. Mm-hmm. So we talked about it when it happened. We talked about how we were all looking forward to it. Then, of course, that tragedy happened. So they postponed it, but they did all the recordings in person because it was all pre-recorded, right?
Yeah, if they don't do it.
And they dropped it at, like, out of nowhere.
For Lunar New Year.
They dropped half of it.
Half. The other half is tonight.
The other half is literally after we record this, Haley could probably watch it kind of thing. So the first half dropped. We didn't even know it's going to be split in halves. The only reason why we realized that is like Haley was like,
I was like, where's Stray Kids?
He was like, what the fuck? Where's Stray Kids?
Where's Boy Next Door's actual performance? Yeah.
Yeah. So we kind of figured it out after that. And we looked it up and we watched pretty much. I think we nailed all the performances that dropped for the first half. We can kind of go down the line, I think, right? So if you haven't checked it out, it's there's a YouTube channel where they're dropping this. Do you know what it's called?
It's MBC.
It's just MBC, right? Yeah. Also, the way that they organize this is horrible.
Yeah, I hate it. They need to put like a playlist with just the performances. Don't mix that in with the fan cams because I want to watch all the performances like one after the other. But this way I had to like search through.
I think, okay, so I mean like when Haley says fan cams, it's not like an actual fan. We're talking about like focus cams.
Yeah,
so
on each member.
It focuses on a member from each different performance for each group.
Yeah. So there's like hundreds.
Oh my God. So yeah, go
Yet,
down the line.
They didn't have song hoes. And I'm so pissed off.
You should have been the designated.
I went to look for it. I'm like, where is his?
It's not there.
They only had Jaehyun, Taesan, and Una. So they didn't even have Lihan. And Ryu wasn't there. So I'm disappointed.
Damn. Haley was very unhappy with that.
I was like even searching it in YouTube. Like if it uploaded somewhere else, it's not
What
there.
If they drop it now? You never know. What if it's part of the second half?
Maybe. I hope so.
That would be a waste if they didn't. Anyway, so we could kind of go down some of the stuff we watched. So we watched that ZB1 Boy Next Door stage.
Yeah,
that
so they had a collab stage.
That was really cool. So ZB1 Boy Next Door had like this cool collab stage where like they performed a cover song, each of them. Then they collabed together on the last song. ZB1 did
Mister by SNSD, and then
Girls' Generation,
and then Boy Next Door did
Blackpink in Your Area. They did Playing with Fire, and I love that song. Right. Oh my God, they did a good job.
They did.
Oh man, they always do a good job. Yeah,
and then
you sound biased. You sound very biased.
Together, they did BoA's song Number One.
That was cool
that
too.
Was cute.
So that's the like I don't even know the actual order. We just watched it in whatever
order
we could figure and find. Because like I said, it was so hard to navigate. Haley had to go on her phone to just queue up stuff or put it in her history because it was ridiculously like a waste of time trying to do it through our like, smart TV.
There's like 500 videos in that MBC playlist just for this concert because of all the solo cams.
It's
I'm like,
so stupid. We should just make a playlist and then people will thank us later.
Right.
The next one we watched was NMIX. Mm-hmm. So NMIX was there and they did See That. Mm-hmm. And this is the one I think they obviously perform more.
They did.
A lot of these ones are weird. It's just they just put one song and then like it doesn't feel like it's like are they really just performing this one song?
It's like 1 minute.
You're like really
long.
Are they just going to be there for that? But no, cuz I saw fan cams of one of our friends was sending us sending Kyujin and she had like a backless shirt, so I know there's like multiple performances.
Yeah,
but yeah, I was like
for today's drop.
Haley, I think Kyujin might be my bias.
What?
Next to Jiwoo. I don't know, I'm double bias. I don't know.
So it's not even Seolyoon anymore?
Seolyoon is just so I know she's basically Chewy and she's Sana's love child.
Though I feel like it's like one member that will attract you to the group, and then once you know more about them,
personality,
and,
but then actually, Seolyoon is super cute in her own. I feel like she's been opening up more, but it's just Kyujin is just like really funny with, especially with Jiwoo, and it's really not well. Like it's like damn it, they're the Mangnae line. Mm-hmm. It's like what's happening to me? I've been hanging out with our other friend Kevin, talking to him too much.
Are they legal?
Yeah, they are.
They are. Yeah,
everyone is. But still, I'm like, what the heck? So NMIX was there. They did see that. That's the one that we saw. Mm-hmm. You know, that beer, beer, beer song. Yeah. NewJeans. Oh, NewJeans, NewJeans. I was happy and I was sad at this. Oh, you have no idea.
That's probably the last performance.
The emotional roller coaster mm-hmm. I went through watching this one. So they did like a little jazz ballad thing for Right Now. Then they performed How Sweet. They actually danced it. Then he did Hurt. And I don't know. It's just like I asked Haley when we were watching this. I'm like, is this possibly the last performance NewJeans ever does?
Well, yeah, as NewJeans.
As NewJeans.
I think it is.
It could be the last mm-hmm. recording because I think that was the last show that they recorded.
Right.
And it's just like, I don't know what's going to happen. I say this after buying a bunch of, I don't know if you are familiar with these snacks. It's called Pepero.
They're like Pocky.
They're like Pocky sticks. You know, like the chocolate with like the long bread, mm-hmm. cookie, cracker, whatever, with dipped in chocolate. Mm-hmm. So they did like a big advertisement for the company called Pepero, and it's like NewJeans everywhere. I literally went to one of the Korean markets in our area, and one of my friends texted me because that's how I found out. And they had the NewJeans ones, and they're huge boxes.
Yeah.
I'll post it a couple times on our podcast.
I think Instagram. That they're small containers inside, but what if they're huge Pocky?
Oh man, that'll be magical if they're giant ones. But like, I think there are a bunch of small boxes inside, but yeah, the box themselves from the outside is huge. And it's like the NewJeans members just eating Pepero and like the different flavors. So yeah, that's my tangent. I am very sad still about all of the stuff going on with NewJeans. It's so devastating. And I at the same time, it's like I have hope, but it's like I don't know what to do. Like, it's just like
they're in limbo right now. I feel like we don't know what's going to happen.
Honestly, they are. That's the best way to do it. They're just all posting on NewJeans for free mm-hmm. or jeans for free, I mm-hmm. should say, on Instagram. Of course, Killing Time, hanging out, probably doing stuff on the side too in the back that we don't know about. Let's continue on. To us, ZB1 and Boy Next Door, like a couple of the members, like or maybe one or two of each.
Yeah, To Us had two members. It was Shinu and Dohoon. And then ZB1 was Zhang Hao and Boy Next Door, Taesan. And they did Day 6's song. I forgot what it was called, but then it sounds like an anime song.
I forgot the name of it. But the stage was cool. It sounded like an anime song, true. And the stage looked like it was like an anime, too. It was mm-hmm. like a coastal like train and bus station vibes. It was really, really cool. Then another cool surprise. Like the cool part is like all the surprise collabs or like covers. Mm-hmm. One of the next ones I was surprised, I didn't even know about, was Soyeon from mm-hmm. G-Idle. So G-Idle's a fearless leader, of course. She did G-Dragon's Power.
Yeah, she was dressed like him, too. It was so good.
It was so cute and it was so freaking cool at the same time. Like, she even did, like, the dance, like, with his mannerisms.
Yeah.
And she's, like, a great rapper, too. So it sounded really, mm-hmm. really good. Then G-Idle also performed. Of course, you know, because if Soyeon performed, G-Idle's there. They did La Tata, and that's a really good song, too. We have...
Next Z did Next Generation. I don't know if they're going to perform more. I was like, is this just one song? Did they not collab with anyone? But we'll see tonight.
We'll see tonight. Yeah. Or you will see tonight, because I will be sleeping.
I'll probably be sleeping.
And you want to continue, Haley?
I don't
have to tell you every time.
To Us did Plot Twist. I don't know why they had little kids... during their performance.
Yeah, they were like,
I was like, who the fuck are these kids? And I was like,
fuck them kids.
I was like, oh wait, maybe I'll feel bad if they were like their family or something.
No, I think it's just random, like, I don't know, like dancers. Maybe they could be trainees. Like, you never know.
Basically, the little kids were dressed up as To Us.
Like the members, like
they were
and then
matching outfits.
Because they use them in the beginning and they're pretending to like be the members to dance in the beginning. And yeah, they were doing Plot Twist. Of course they did. Classy was there too. They performed. I don't know their song. Sorry, Classy. So sorry to our Classy stands out there.
I don't even know who that group is.
John Park.
Should I know who they are?
Hey, Haley, this is where you be quiet. John Park and Belle.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who John Park is, but he looked like Song Kwan's older brother. Belle, I am very familiar with. This is Belle from Kiss of Life. They performed Tale as Old as Time from Beauty and the Beast, and Belle is singing Belle's part.
You know what? Who they should have had?
For
Felix.
What?
and Belle. God, because why? He did the fucking song Unfair.
Since I've met you, Belle.
Exactly. Hello. What? Why didn't Felix they is too do busy, that?
That's why.
No, he was there.
Oh, shit, you're Remember? Right. They performed. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That would have been such a good collab.
Feel as old as
time. They should have had Felix. Sorry, I don't know who this John Park is. He's probably someone really, he's probably famous. Really famous.
But he just looks like Sung Kwan from 17's older brother. And Belle performed, and she did Belle's part, and it was so freaking awesome and very, really, really cute, too. She was dressed up as Belle, like in Belle's
yellow dress,
the iconic yellow dress from Beauty and the Beast. It was such a surprise, like a pleasant surprise, because I didn't even know all this stuff.
Yeah, I feel like this end of the year concert always has random collabs.
It was, and then the stage itself was cool. It's like they were in Beast's castle kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So it was a really nice stage. That was a pleasant surprise. They sang it all in English too. It wasn't like a Korean dub version or anything like that. And of course, at least Belle's, you know, she's kind of like from Seattle, so her English is kind of good. Then of course, if Belle was there performing, of course her crew, Kiss of Life, was there. Of course, they performed Igloo. But this is the quote-unquote Hunter version.
Whatever that means.
It just means that they look like they're coming straight out of an XG music video. Yeah. And their backup dancers look like the Yeti.
I couldn't stop laughing at them because they're like all fluffy.
Super furry gray Yetis. Like just a bunch of like abominable snowmans running around, or Bigfoot, I don't know, whatever you want to say. So it was really cool, though. Of course, they have the glasses. They always put glasses on for Igloo. For some reason, it was just 1 minute long because they split it so weird.
Yeah.
They just did 11, which is their debut song.
I think the rest of the songs will be released today.
And it's weird because you could tell where they cut off 11 will go into the next song. I don't...
Why? I don't know.
Why split it? I'm like, oh my... okay, that's it. I'm like, yeah, that's it. Okay, I just hate how they split it. Then we have Stacey. We watch Stacey GPT, Chat GPT, right? The stage was really cute too. I liked how the stage was. The weird part for me was, like, when we were watching a lot of the other stages, the fans in the crowd had light sticks for, you know, whichever group they're watching.
Right.
It was really weird for Stacey because I don't know if I saw just NCT. I saw green light sticks.
Yeah.
We have a Stacey light stick. I know what color it is. I know it doesn't even change colors. It's like a white ball, white like handle, and it's pink.
There's, pink and white.
I didn't see a single one in the crowd. It was so weird. I just saw green NCT light sticks.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Okay. That was really weird. Because when they did New Jeans, holy shit, it was an ocean of Binky Bombs. Yeah, because
they usually like designate the fans to whoever's performing.
I don't know. That justice for Stacey for that one. Because I was like, what the fuck? It stood out so much to me. That's why I even like brought it up. It was really weird. Then Haley, we had another crazy collab stage. This one was crazy iconic for all the simps out there because it was Yuna from ITZY, NMIXX's Sulyeon, and then Karina from aespa. What a trio. Holy shit. Yuna, Karina, Sulyeon. That is
trifecta.
The trifecta of visuals, right? Like this is the super visual like line of Gen 4. This is Gen 4 visuals, honestly. Right. And it was crazy. They did a Pocket Locket cover by Elena Costello. And I have nothing else to say. It was just freaking cool to see them. Obviously, they all look gorgeous. The fun, cool part after all of this, too, after they did their cute ending fairies, where I remember Karina like poked even Sulyeon's cheek, was all the photos that they took after, and they all posted it individually, like on their Instagrams, and everyone went crazy for it. So that was like the cool part because they were just hanging out and then taking pictures, taking selfies, you know, with your girlfriends kind of thing. So that was really cool. Man, what a lineup that was. And then the last thing that we watched from this, which there might be more that we missed because it was fucking horrible how it was like trying to search through the damn fucking like the YouTube channel page was.
Oh my girls. Mini, Lee Yoonji, and then Lee Yoonji.
Well, the Lee Yoonji we are very familiar with. She's the one that has
Dance with BSS. Had the song she with dances, BSS.
Yeah, that's right, with 17's BSS. But she's the one that has that show where she has a lot of idols, and she drinks with them, and her like makeup, she doesn't give a shit, and like She's just like funny as hell. And she has that crazy frame where she had like every girl, like Chaewon, Jisoo, Karina. Mm-hmm. She had like all these girls, collections of them kissing.
Yeah.
A frame. Mm-hmm. I want to find this frame so I could put it in my office.
But, and then the last person in this collab was Ives Yujin.
So, and then they did a collab
they did
song for
a really, really good collab. They did 21's Fire and I'm the Best.
That was pretty cool, was too. Awesome. That was mm-hmm. The stage was very interesting, how it's like it goes into like, it's like a square.
Goes into the audience.
And that goes into the audience. Because usually we're used to like a catwalk in the middle. And you walk through the audience in the middle.
This one goes around the audience.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like a square and it goes on the outer edges where like literally they're next to the wall when they're walking towards the middle part. So weird, but it's pretty cool actually. Mm-hmm. It's like refreshing. And that's it. If you want to check out the rest of the performances, by the time you listen to this podcast, they'll be out. Mm-hmm. You can watch all of it because like I said, only half came out. Mm-hmm. Haley will watch the other half. I will probably watch some of it too. And of course, Stray Kids is... They always wait to drop all the crazy like groups.
Yeah, because I think ATEEZ and Hypen.
And Hypen, TXT, yeah. Stray Kids. Mm-hmm. Of course, they didn't drop any of them. So I'm sure all of you like fellow ATEENY, MOA,
or Taemin
stays.
Is there,
oh, yeah,
too.
Taemin does a freaking collab stage.
With Nikki
from Hypen. Mm-hmm. So Shawls, like, shit, every fandom that, like, don't worry, you'll get fed, right? Mm-hmm. So that's what's going on. It was so cool to at least that we got to see all of this. Better late than never, even though it's like a month kind of after.
Yeah,
everything.
I mean, I was like, at least they still.
It was kind of out of nowhere to too.
They're like, okay, if we couldn't do it for New Year, we'll do it for Lunar New Year. It makes sense.
Smart. I didn't even think of it, but that's genius. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my fellow Year of the Snakes. I am one too.
Black Mamba.
Black Mamba. I can't wait. I'm going to be seeing Black Mamba. Oh, on Saturday. Let's see. Last thing before we go to a commercial break, a.k.a. water break, bathroom break. Haley, we have ZB1.
Yeah, so I have a little snippet here about mainly
just a little snippet of Ricky.
Stop. I'm going to start coughing. Oh, my God. Ricky from ZB1. So he was actually a guest on Risa Bae's channel. We have talked about her before. She did Felix's makeup. So now she has Ricky on her channel.
Damn, what a lineup she has.
I know, right? She's so lucky. So she's really famous Korean makeup artist, basically. I don't know if it's out yet, like the full episode, but when I wrote these notes, it was basically a preview of it. And it was like a short Instagram reel. So basically, Ricky is with Risa and then he holds up like an artwork of himself, of what he wants to look like. And basically, it's an anime character. The fun fact about this is that Ricky actually drew this photo.
Damn, he's a really, he's an artist
too,
though, right?
I forget how good he is at art.
He's pretty good.
He's like on Hyunjin's level, I feel. He's very, very good at art, and I feel like he doesn't talk about it enough or like showcase it a lot, but I was like blown away. I was like, holy shit, it looks so good. And then the makeup that she did for him, he looks honestly like a freaking anime character.
He can be like a professional cosplayer.
He really needs to be, because I see so many Chinese cosplayers and I'm like, is that Ricky? Because like they look like Ricky, but they're like cosplaying. But it's so weird. But then
the man is blessed.
I honestly think that Ricky needs to play Jinu live action for Solo Leveling.
You're very biased, Haley.
He looks good.
Yeah,
who do you think they're going to have as him?
I don't know.
It better be someone fucking hot. Because Jinu is very, very attractive in the manga and also the anime. So they're doing a live action. I'm like, who the hell are they going to have? They should have Ricky.
They're going to have Post Malone.
No.
I think now, is that pretty much it? Is that enough Ricky simping for now?
Yes.
Okay, so with that said, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell, drink some water. Haley,
And, I don't have any.
Oh, here. You can have some of my water. Okay. Here's my water cup. Literally going to pass it to you. And don't forget to like, follow, subscribe. All the ratings and all that little things that you do really helps the podcast. And you can also chat with us. Where, Haley?
On Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Okay, now it looks like it's time for a lot of Big Bang talk. Just
I
keep
hate
in mind,
myself because like
keep
I...
in mind that we are. This might be a long episode. Just letting everyone know.
Like, should I cut some of this out?
No, you can just talk. You could talk about it, but just kind of like, I mean, because I know you want to say all the stuff. So just do your thing. We're all gonna listen,
right? Because I feel like you talked a lot in the beginning too. So,
damn it, Jenny.
Yeah. So, I do have some stuff here about Big Bang. So there's this show that's going to be coming out, and it's actually going to be on Disney Plus. So random, but cool.
Well, I mean, Disney Plus has everything.
And they do.
K-pop now. Like, they're just trying to like, well, let's take them.
Right. So it's actually going to be G-Dragon's show, and it's called Good Day. They did do some previews of it. I'm
what
really
is, what
excited.
Is it about? Like, so... He's a host or like
he is the
what,
host.
Is it like a travel show or like what is going on? What is Good Day?
I have no idea. But basically, they're saying that Good Day will feature the K-pop star embarking on a journey to connect with individuals from diverse backgrounds involved in different fields, all through the power of music, according to NBC. So that's like basically what they said about the show. But one of the previews that I was like, holy shit, this is going to be so good. Guess who he has as like one of his guests or guests, I guess.
Guests or guests? Yeah. You guessed guests.
Do you know? Did you watch the video I sent you?
No, I didn't watch. Like, there's so much stuff going on.
Can
I
guess?
Oh.
BSF.
So DK, Seungkwan, and Hoshi. All three of them?
Yeah. And this is fucking chaotic. Like,
I was going to say, and you have Hoshi, the biggest fucking
right,
VIP.
Exactly. So he's like, he's freaking out. He's fucking freaking out in this preview. And like all of them, they're so excited to be on G-Dragon's show because they're huge fans. And honestly, it's funny because like supposedly G-Dragon is an extrovert, right? So introvert is Hoshi and DK. Do they act introverted? I don't think so.
Dude, DK is like the most extroverted introvert I've ever seen.
But in this preview, they're like screaming at like G-Dragon's face and then like hugging him. And then I think they took like photo booth pictures together.
I love that they have zero composure. This is like the
they
best
have
part.
No composure.
This is the best part about them. I think this is the charm about 17 because they're just super honest with themselves and they don't care, but they just want to like, if they're gonna freak out like little girls, they're gonna freak out like little girls.
They're actually like freaking out. And then like there was a in the clip there was like a lot of cuteness aggression towards G-Dragon because they were literally just like screaming at him. And so, G-Dragon, I don't think he can like that kind of chaos for him. It's so much to control.
So what is this about?
That, I guess. And then I think like, there's going to be another episode where he's joined with other 88 liners. I don't exactly what the premise is of it. So I...
Does G-Dragon know?
He just, I don't know.
Does he even know?
He just has people on his show and I guess that's entertaining enough, right? So it comes out on February 16th on Disney Plus.
Oh, wow. It's coming up soon already. So that'd be fun to watch. I'm excited for that. I hope they're the first episode.
I hope so.
you had to start out super strong, right? Yeah. Jesus. BSS.
I'm also going to talk a little bit about Top because he is back in the spotlight again. And honestly, I'm really happy to see him thriving because he's been silent for a long time. And now because of Squid Game, he's been doing like a lot of interviews and he did this one with Netflix. And honestly, like it was a really interesting watch because he talks so passionately about his character Thanos in Squid Game. And basically they had him, Netflix had him watch clips of himself as Thanos. And it was funny to watch because Top was cringing a lot at his own character because he knew that he wanted to make Thanos kind of like that character where you kind of like, oh, like he's so annoying and like you kind of cringe and you don't know whether if you're gonna like him or not or if you should hate him. But so he was watching a lot of those scenes of himself, and then I think there was one in particular where he was like, oh my god, I'm cringing right now. And it was the one where he was doing a rap song to that one girl.
Oh, is it the one?
And with then, the bee, and then she dies the one in that, the beginning.
Spoiler!
I'm sure people better have watched it already, because if you haven't...
I know which one you're talking about. He's like, oh, Thanos, and I have the Infinity Gauntlet.
He's like,
and
I'm a legend, Thanos.
And he shows his nails?
Yes, exactly.
The Infinity Gauntlet nails that he... That was his idea, too?
Yes. So all of that was his idea. And even, like, down to the hair color, like, because, you know, Thanos is purple. And, like,
makes sense, though.
he ran it by, like, the director and stuff. He's like, would it be cool if I, like, painted my nails the color of the Infinity Stones? And then, like, because the director didn't want Thanos to be, like, a boring, like, hair color. So Top was like, how about purple? Because, like, Thanos' skin is purple. And, like, he was, like...
It
really
makes sense.
He was really like
involved
in the making of this character, so I feel like that's why he talks about it so passionately, and like he seems genuinely happy. Another one, there's like two separate videos. Like in the other video, they had Top reacting to Thanos memes.
Oh man, that was pretty good.
It's so freaking funny, because he's like, honestly, he was really thankful, because he's like, I had no idea that Thanos would have this kind of impact internationally,
right?
Because he's like, I didn't expect people to be making memes and like having fun with Thanos, but he's like, basically I wake up every day and I go and check if there's a new meme, and he's like, that's my morning routine. So basically, and
that's
even like the director.
That's cool though. I like that. a routine.
Even the director of Squid Games was even like sending Top memes of Thanos. And like, it's just enjoyable. He's having a really good time. I'm happy for him that he's like finally like, you know, kind of free.
He seems more kind of open again.
Right.
With everything.
I really enjoyed watching it. It's like very short videos. You can find them on YouTube. I think they're about like 10 minutes each, but if you're like a VIP or like even a Top fan, just
or a Squid Game fan.
Squid Game fan.
If you're a Thanos fan. A Thanos stan.
I feel like so many people love him, like Thanos. So like, yeah, go check it out. It was really good to watch.
He's close with the director, and also he's close with JJ.
Yes,
so
exactly.
So obviously
friends.
Like the star of the show too, so... Yeah, it's really really interesting watch. It was really funny. I don't even think Haley knew I watched it. I saw it as in your queue.
Yeah, did you go watch it?
I watched it. I was
I watched
interesting.
It last
and it,
night.
And it just I just played it. I was like, oh, this is actually pretty interesting, because I wanted to hear his like thoughts and everything. So
yeah,
it was
he
a good
really
watch.
Enjoyed it. Like he likes those memes. He's like laughing about it, because that one where they were like doing skirt.
It was super wholesome, because I feel like I'm like, you know what? If I was in his shoes, like if I was like a character that's supposed to be really stupid and over the top, like. You know, I would enjoy seeing other fans of the show making memes or making fun of him, and like put like that's the fun part about memes. It's like seeing like what all these genius creative ideas can do to make him look more dumb or funnier or stupid and stuff.
Right,
so.
And none of them are like out of hate. They're like genuinely they
just
love the
character. They're like teasing the character itself, because it was just like a lot of fun. So yeah, it was really cool.
Yeah.
And you could tell like he was like really enjoying it.
Yeah,
too,
he
to
was.
Be honest.
He was laughing too. So yeah.
That was really cool. Another show that I am started watching, Haley. You might not know this. This might be the first time you knew that I'm watching this. So, Le Sserafim, I know they've had like the Lennyverse and all that. You know, like a lot of groups have their own different variety shows for themselves, right? Mm-hmm. So, Le Sserafim sounds like they're having a new mini series for themselves. And it's just for Shines. Shines is the ship for just Kazuha and Yunjin. So it's perfect. Yunjin is my bias, and then Kazuha is the bias of like all our other friends.
Of everyone.
Kevin and Lloyd, like they're like crazy for Kazuha. But I've been going strong as a Yunjin simp, because she's just so damn funny too. So, and both of them together, they're like one of those people where they're like so dumb, and they're like they share one brain cell. So that's basically what the whole thing is, except they get to travel. So it's a weird mini travel show featuring Yunjin and Kazuha. So I guess, I don't know, Jinzuha, I think is also what they're calling it. They're calling it like the real Jinzuha trip. And then, you know, so it's with the Shines crew. And so it's really interesting. Like they, like literally the first episode just came out, and they had like a mini episode zero. It's like they didn't even know what they were going to do. So like they just found out that like, oh, we're going to actually travel on like I guess KTX, I think might be one of like the railways. And then they just jumped in, and like they went to the station. They just had their stuff. They were like dropped off at the station and given tickets.
This
not knowing
sounds like BTS's Jungkook and Jimin.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, actually, that's like a good way of putting
romance,
it.
Romance, but then this is like girl trip.
Yeah, girl trip. And then you'll see how dumb these two are. And it's pretty funny. So they are going to take the train. They're given like all this stuff. And the first stop, guess what their first stop was when they got to the station?
Toilet?
No. Close. That was a good guess. Food.
Okay.
They always want snacks and food. I just feel like every idol almost, right? They like always love their food. So they went and like, you know, when we, because we've been to like Japan, so we go to those like local stations and
yeah, they
there's
have
so
snacks.
Many like, yeah, there's so many like mini marts and kind of stuff like that. So you could always just grab something. So they went to one and then they were getting a lot. They love their gummy snacks, like gummy bears and like all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So they got gummy stuff. And then when they were going to check out, Kazuha was like, oh, I got this. Like, she's like, I got this. She pulled out her card. They scanned the card and the cashier was like, this isn't working, or this card doesn't work. It's getting declined. And it's just funny because like Yunjin is just laughing because they're also doing selfies and they're not used to it, doing selfies the whole time. Like when you're like doing
like POV
POVs the whole time. And like, so they're just like laughing at each other and at the whole situation the whole time. Like half the time for the first half of the episode is just them laughing. Like it's just, it's so dumb and funny. So, and then they end up on the actual train. They like kind of show like what's in their bags because what else can they do right in the train?
Right.
So they're just like showing what's in their bags and like the gummies and all the food and snacks they bought. Then they finally get to their first location. I don't, it's like all different places in Korea, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not even really too familiar. Like some of the stuff was in Korean. So I'm like, I don't even know what the hell it's saying. So one of the locations they finally got to, what happens is the managers will have them kind of like, you know, that paper thing when you were like in elementary school where like you fold it up and you do that.
Make it talk kind of thing.
Yeah. It looks like a talking thing, but it has like choices underneath, right? It's like folded and you use like four of your fingers, like two fingers, and you go back and forth with that, that quad paper.
You choose a color, you choose a number kind of thing.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's kind of like based on what they get is what the theme of the whole day is going to be. And then, of course, both of them, especially Yunjin, because she's, like, smart, but she's dumb, but she's kind of smart. She looked at the one, like, they're like, oh, can we look at all the options? And they saw the option they wanted. And
counted
then,
it.
Then she, yeah, they counted, and they basically chose the option that they wanted. So they got to decide, based on that theme that they chose, of course, the theme and stuff that they chose was food, right? So they go to, like, a local Korean restaurant, like a well-known one in that area, and they like stuffing themselves, and it was funny because they're doing like a mukbang, and the mukbang was so funny because it's like they don't know what they're doing. They're really like, I'm telling you, they don't, they're really dumb. And then all I hear instead of like the eating sounds, every time they put something in their mouth, they're like like it's just like the sound all the time. And it's just, they're just like laughing and just that, but for the most part they're like enjoying like finally having time to like eat and go to a restaurant, because I think Kazuha and Yunjin are roommates and they're just very used to eating at their dorms, like, or you know, like ordering to go and all that. So
yeah,
have being able to go together, they said it was their first time in a very long time where it's just both of them having dinner out together. Then after that they went to walk around. They went to some place called, maybe someone knows, Juknokwok. That's why this is why I told you I'm like I'm screwed. It's like a some bamboo forest. So it looked like almost like the bamboo forest that was in
Arashiyama.
Yeah, the one in Kyoto, right? That we went to. But obviously this is in Korea. So that was really cute. They went there. They even saw, they found, it was, I guess it's a local like bamboo a forest tourist spot that's like really famous, like in Damyang. So they kept talking about this one thing called Fubao, because there's like a lot of bamboos because it's a bamboo forest, right? I think Fubao is some famous like panda in Asia or something. I don't even know, but I really think they're doing like weird panda gestures and pretending they're like pandas and being really dumb. And like, so I think it's a panda. They brought it up multiple times. Fubao, whatever that is. Someone might know. They even saw like a playground in the middle of there, and they like were going in like, you know, the children's playground and everything. And after that, they like came across like, I guess it's like a noodle street. So they like were able to see vendors. All of this is really quick too, because surprisingly, all of this was just like in like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
It was a really quick, it was a really short vlog. And I think this is just part one. So they're just going to have multiple ones. And they kind of ended it going to this cafe. Haley, this is no ordinary cafe. So they're getting like coffee, milk, drinks. But there's foot baths. Mm-hmm. It's really weird. You sit at the counter mm-hmm. of like where you're eating. Like say like when you're at a, you know, one of those like milk tea spots here.
Yeah.
And you're sitting in front of where like the glasses where people walk by on the street. They mm-hmm. can see you. So you're sitting there. But they're half of the thing is like it's covering your – there's like a picture outside mm-hmm. that's covering your lower half. Mm-hmm. And it looks like they're just sitting down in jeans. It's funny. It's because they're like lined up. Mm-hmm. But and behind it. They're actually putting their foot in a bath. Like,
ew.
And the foot bath is green.
Ew.
It looked like green jello. I don't even know what
was
going on.
Maybe it's like matcha water or something.
This green tea. Haley, I said looks like green jello. So it's like really green, slush. Green. Like it's not even like matcha green colored. Mm. So I don't even know what it was. They're just laughing, of course, and just drinking the milk, especially after they saw how the picture was because one of the managers took a picture from the outside to show them like it looks funny because – it, mm-hmm. The pants and the legs from the outside looks like they're it like matches where they're sitting. So yeah, I mean it ended it there. It's just interesting seeing like a cute little travel show. Mm-hmm. Like you said, the best way of thinking of it is like a mini G-Cook show, right?
Yeah,
that one
like
show.
The Are You Sure?
Yeah, Are You Sure?
Are you
series.
Sure?
I missed that series. That was a good series. Mm-hmm. See, we talked about BTS before. I swear.
We always talk about BTS.
And yeah.
But it's just not this episode.
So, I mean, HYBE, right? They're all under HYBE technically, right? Source, Le Sserafim, HYBE under the same label. So yeah, so if you're a fellow Fear Not, if you haven't checked it out, it's an interesting and very funny. Mm. It's just literally half the time them laughing, but it's really cool to see, and you'll get to see them put their feet in fucking green liquid looking jello, because it looks like jello. It's like regular like water,
right? The
color, but the color is
just
so green, like it's really weird. I'm like, what is this? Like, why is it so green? And it's like makes me think, I'm like, do they wash these after? Like, whose other feet have been in here?
Everyone's
it's freaking
feet.
Disgusting. I don't know why is this a thing. It's so gross. With that note, don't forget to use the bathroom or take a water break, and like, follow, subscribe. You're still here tuning into the Permission to Stand podcast. Every Thursday we're going to chat with you. We have donations on the page. Please donate only if you can. If you can't, please do not donate. That's a disclaimer right there. Like I said, it's only because Haley and I are, this is like a self-produced podcast. Literally, Haley came from work an hour and a half ago, and I finished work too. Like I finished work around like 5-ish, and now we're sitting here talking and doing this. And I'm gonna do the post production editing after. It's like all just self produced from my office, home office, and our dining room. Mm-hmm. And Haley, where can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Yes. Now, on to the part that's usually Haley's BTS and Stray Kids. Minus the BTS.
Yeah, because we haven't had time to watch. I know Jin.
Of course, J-Hope and Jin are back, but it's like.
There's like so many episodes of
Jin. It blows
Jin's.
My mind how much shit is going on in that man's world when he's like. I'm like, what the.
J-Hope started his tour, I'll say that. So
that's
he
true.
Had his first solo concert in Seoul. There's a lot of fan cams of that out already. Jin has some really interesting run Jin episodes
he's
out. He's doing like
lot.
Gymnastics that I really want to check out.
I want to watch it
funny
too.
As fuck, but we just haven't had time.
He even like is with that girl, the older lady from Singles Inferno. That was also in the Stacy music video. It's so
there's
fucking
a
random.
Lot that we need to catch up on, and maybe next week
and that's
we'll talk about Jin's gymnastics.
Jin's gymnastics, and that's our BTS segment for the week. The rest of it, though, Haley is saved up for what is kickflips stands? What do you guys call it?
We don't have one yet, but I want it to be Ollie.
Okay, so our fellow kickflippers, of course, fellow One Door. She's gonna. So yeah, look at this: Kickflip, Boy Next Door, and Stray Kids. What a lineup!
Oh
Haley.
Gosh!
Did you drink some water? Is your mouth and like is it ready to talk this much?
I think so. I'll start with Kickflip. So I did end up watching a few Kickflip videos. Like I'm trying not to fall down their rabbit hole, but because they're so new, they have really, really minimal videos out, so I feel like it's easy to keep up right now.
True. And the music is good too, though.
I'm honestly,
so it's easy to listen to and like easy to watch.
I'm honestly obsessed.
Oh,
with their music.
You used the O word.
I did. Their album, I've been playing it nonstop every time I drive to work.
No.
Like I did check out Got Seven's new album. We didn't even talk about that, but I'll let Joko listen to it, and then we'll talk about it together.
I do
next
like Python.
Week. Python's really good, but there's like other songs on there too. It's like I did check that out, and I've checked out like other albums and stuff that have come out, but I keep going back to Kick Flip's album because it's just really, really good music. So there were a few videos that were put out for Kick Flip before they debuted. So it's called Pre-Kick. And basically one of the video, it's really short, it's like maybe 10 minutes. The video was of the members in the car, and they were actually headed to a Stray Kids concert. I don't know which one, probably the one in Seoul.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honestly, like, I feel like these younger groups, especially like NEXT Z and Kickflip, they're huge fans of Stray Kids. Like, they really idolize them a lot. Because they're same company.
Not only do they have to be biased because they're under the same agency, mm-hmm. right? But I mean, like, of course, it's almost like, you know, how, like, we see Hoshi and them look up to Big Bang. Like, Jin looked up to Top.
Right, exactly. They're not even in the same company.
But if you didn't know that, like, yeah, Jin is... Like, I remember that one thing you showed me where mm-hmm. each of the BTS member kind of talks about, like, who they looked up to in the K-pop industry. Mm-hmm. Jin is Top.
Right. And I think Jimin was G-Dragon, from what I remember.
Not even Taeyong. Damn. Ouch.
It might have been Taeyong. Ouch. No. I'm lying. It was Taeyong.
It was Taeyong and G-Dragon. Jeez.
Sorry. It was definitely Taeyong.
Come on. Eunbae.
Moving on. So basically, okay, K-Flip were headed to a Stray Kids concert, and they were all very, very excited to see their Sunbae Nims perform for the first time as a group, I guess. Because who knows if they had seen them before that when they didn't possibly. Debut. Yeah, so Donghyun is the Mongnae, and he said that his bias for Stray Kids is I.N., who is also the fellow Mongnae of Stray Kids. So I don't know if he's being biased about that. His favorite song is Leave. Donghwa likes Chick Chick Boom. Jiwang likes Collision. What? Because of his name.
You're just laughing. I'm just okay. I'm listening. No, I'm an avid listener.
I keep Donghwa, like, because Donghwa is my bias from Kip Clip. But whenever I hear his name, I just think of Office.
The Office. Okay, here's the thing. Whenever Haley brings up Donghwa, we're both just laughing because there's a, okay. If you watch The Office, which we have watched, I think I've watched The Office
100 times.
Over 1,000 times already, like front to back. There is an episode where Creed Bratton, we all know and love Creed, was like, he looks at the camera. He's like, he's saying hi to all my like friends in China or somewhere.
Like, he knows how to speak Mandarin or something.
And he's like, Donghwa do like ni hao or something. Yeah. Like, I'm like, what?
So every time, because Donghwa is my bias, and I'm like, every time I say his name, I always just want to say,
Creed, Donghwa
do. Always wanted to say, Donghwa do ni hao.
I don't even know if it's correct because like it's
so
all from
sorry.
The Office. We don't even know if that's like
ni hao is a real
I know
word.
Ni hao, but like
Donghwa do?
I don't know.
Fucking know. Anyway, so that's why I was laughing. Moving on, Jiwang's favorite song by Stray Kids is Collision, and Minjae actually said his favorite song is Backdoor, which is one of yours. Mm-hmm. So Jiwang is kind of the one that looks a little bit like he could be Han's relative or something.
Easily.
Except he's really tall. Shares. Sorry.
Shade thrown at Han.
I love you, Han. What was interesting about this is that he actually shared his diet as an idol. And we always
you don't get
like,
that too often.
No, we don't. He was very open about it. He's like very detailed too.
He probably
like,
doesn't
okay.
care. You know what?
He's actually proud because
they're Gen 5,
they're
right?
They're Gen 5.
You know what's interesting? I'm really glad you brought this up because I didn't even read this mm-hmm. part that you put that. Mm-hmm. You know what's interesting? I feel like they are more open about it these days mm-hmm. because there was someone won a video call with mm-hmm. Ahyeon, mm-hmm. my bias from Baby Monster. And someone literally asked, and it's one of her Chinese fans. She's fluent. She's trilingual. Mm-hmm. She's fluent in obviously Korean, Chinese, and I think English. Mm-hmm. She might be good at English too. It was a Chinese fan that won the call. She was speaking to them, and the Chinese fan asked her about her diet, like if does she have any like tips for mm-hmm. dieting, mm-hmm. and she went on and just told dieting tips.
Yeah,
it's cool though.
So
I
they
like
don't
it.
Care.
It's good, like because it helps kind of like you know, especially if there's younger fans, kind of like you know, put them on like a good healthy kind of like thing, and shows that like they're
open
about it.
I don't know exactly if this is healthy. I feel like they're starving themselves still, because like this is a grown ass fucking man, and look what he's eating.
Oh my god, what's he eating?
Two chicken breasts.
Oh, that's healthy.
Yes, one smoked and the other is just regular.
I like how it's very specific. Okay,
he's very
specific. What, one is raw or something?
No, just like regular chicken flavor. He has two servings.
I would hope the chicken breast is chicken flavored, Haley.
He has two servings of konjac rice.
Oh boy!
And the other is fried konjac rice. And then he went into the math. It's 150 grams plus 150 grams plus 200 grams equals 500 grams. And he said that he needs veggies, so he eats salad with zero calorie dressing. And that's his, like, whole, like, that's his meal. And I don't know how long he's been eating this for, but then I saw another video and he said that, yeah, like, he's always eating it. And, like, he's so open about it.
I take back what I just said. This is me and I just literally had a Big Mac today.
That's why. I mean, because he's, like, I mean, like, as an idol, I feel like you want to be in your best kind of, your best self. But I feel like a lot of them eat this chicken breast.
Okay, I guess, let me go back to what Ahyeon said. She didn't say specific stuff she ate. She just said that, like, oh, after you eat, just take, like, a 30-minute walk. And also, do a food log of what you've, how many calories. Like,
yeah.
It seems like counting calories and, like, stuff and, like, the weight. And
I mean,
everything.
It does help counting calories. Of course. I don't then you can fucking keep do it in that my... shit, though. Sorry.
Have you seen me? You think I count how many bites I take?
Oh my god. Anyway, so yeah, that's just my little tidbit for Kickflip.
I count how many fries are left that I can eat before Haley starts complaining. That's what I count.
Anyway, boy next door. So this is cute because we're getting a lot of ZB1 and boy next door interactions. As we know, Jaehyun is a host for M Countdown with his best friend Sohee and Hanbin of ZB1.
Three amigos.
So this one is specifically a Jaehyun and Ricky interaction, because Jaehyun being one of the MCs and ZB1 is promoting their song Doctor Doctor. So they were there and they were being interviewed by Jaehyun. And Jaehyun was doing, like, a little skit with Ricky. And he leans his head on Ricky's shoulder. And Ricky, like, pats his head. And Jaehyun's like, Dr. Ricky, can you help me? Because I have a fever. And because, like, obviously their song is called Doctor, Doctor. And then Ricky holds a can, like, a cold can of coffee up to Jaehyun's cheek. And says, do you want me to bring down your fever? Do you want to live with me? And then, like, Jaehyun got really, really flustered after that. And then he's like,
he can't hang with the heat.
He can't handle Ricky's riz. And then he's like, my fever's gone, thank you. And then he kind of, like, just moved away from Ricky after that. I was just like, oh my god. It was just, like, a really cute interaction. And you get to see, like, how tall Ricky actually is. He's, like, 6 foot. Because Jaehyun's pretty tall, too. I think he's, like, 5'10", but Ricky's, like, still towers over him. I did watch a lot of Boy Next Door content. I like watching their behind videos where they are learning choreo and then, like, practicing for those award shows like MAMA, MMA. Like, I watched all of those. The one that I'm specifically going to talk about today is learning the choreo for If I Say I Love You. The reason why I want to is because, like, even before knowing this and watching this video, I was like, damn, the choreo for this song is really hard. Like, I don't know why it's so technical and for, like, the kind of song that it is. But basically, even the members were even saying that this is probably one of the hardest choreo they've had to learn next to, and, like, the most tiring next to Earth, Wind, and Fire.
It looks like it, though, to be honest.
It's crazy and, like, very, very, like, intricate. So we know that We Dem Boys were the choreographers for this song, which I did mention, I think, last episode. We Dem Boys, like, one of the members, he was in Lino's dance group before with Bada Lee.
Cupcakes, right?
Exactly. So he's part of We Dem Boys now. So he's one of the choreographers for Boy Next Door. And they really, really made sure Boy Next Door, like, cleaned up all the small details. They were very, very picky with them. Like, I mean, told them. And even Boy Next Door were like, okay, let's do it again.
Yeah, no, like, they hold themselves up to a really high standard.
Yeah,
which I feel
do.
Like a lot of Gen 5, like, that's how it is now.
Yeah.
It's just because, like, there's so many good groups and talented like people out there in the idol world right now, man, you got to make sure you're like clean.
So like one of the moves from the song If I Say I Love You is basically where they take a guitar off their shoulder and smash it. So like they're like miming this out, and like we them boys were trying to make sure like they were very clean with those movements and made it. They even gave, I think, one of the members of Boy Next Door, I forgot who it was, but they, I think it was Ryu, they put like a strap over Ryu, like a bag or something, so he could actually like feel the movement of taking off a strap, and like, because you have to get it right, otherwise it looks weird. So yeah, they were very, very particular with it. And honestly, okay, what's kind of sad is that I didn't know that's what they were doing in the choreo when I first watched.
So much for that.
When I watched their first like performance live, I didn't, like, I know that there's like a part they strum the guitar, right? Like, I can tell that. But then the dance move after that is when they take off the guitar and smash it. For some reason, I didn't catch on to that. But when I saw the video that the choreographers uploaded, and that's when it clicked. I was like, what the fuck? They're smashing a guitar.
Yes.
I don't know why, because Boy Next Door is very clean, but for some reason, their movements is not the same as the choreographer. Like, their one is more, like, precise. And I could tell 100% that they were smashing, like, taking off a guitar and smashing it. Sorry, Boy Next Door.
Sorry.
But, yeah, they practice really hard still. But, so, what was crazy, too, is that while learning this really hard choreo, they were also preparing for, like, the end of the year award. So, they were preparing for MAMA and also MMA, but also their tour. They were learning different sets of choreography.
That's a lot.
So I can't be too mad about it, because like that's a fucking lot for them to be learning all like within that short span of time. And they said that they
would be confusing everything.
Exactly. I'm like, what the fuck? They said that they practiced for 4 months for this particular song. Ooh. Yeah.
Damn. We really don't realize like how much work a lot of these groups put into so much of this.
That's why watching these behinds it's really
gives you perspective and like appreciate like a more appreciation, right? That's why I like watching it.
And then when they reviewed their video take off the practice, they can see like their performances or like their formations were not perfect. So like they were very, very like picky with it as well. But and then after that, they did one with the dance, like the choreo, and then they had to practice with holding the mic. So they learned the whole dance without a mic. And then, like, because holding a mic, like,
that's it's way different. Way different. No, yeah. I just watched, I forgot what group it was, mm-hmm. too. A girl group. Yeah. The practice is complete. I think mm-hmm. it was Baby Monster. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because they knew how the choreo was before.
Right. But, and then now you put a mic and you have to sing.
They have to figure out, like, how to hold it properly and, like, when to, like, it's interesting.
Right. And, like, which hand to, like, switch it to and stuff. So, yeah. I mean, like, if you guys are Wonders and want to check that out, there's a lot of behind the scenes of like all these different performances and choreos. That's it for Boy Next Door. Okay, moving on. Shit.
Stray Kids!
Thank God, it's not a lot. IN! Like literally when we filmed the last podcast and I went and checked my phone, I saw that IN is now the ambassador of Bottega Veneta, which is crazy and good for him, but I didn't know that he was like affiliated with that brand, because I think he was always with like Alexander McQueen, but so like Bottega actually picked him up as an ambassador. I did mention Nexi earlier, and I want to say that there was a cute interaction. I have like all these different crumbs from like all my fifth gen boy groups with my fourth gen, so it's been really cool.
Bookmarked.
So Huey, who is actually my bias from Nexi, he had a really cute interaction with Han. So if you guys don't know, Huey kind of looks like Han, like his little baby brother.
They look related.
Definitely. He's like the younger. They have the same smile and facial structure. And
he's like the younger, taller brother.
Yeah, poor Han. All his brothers are taller than him. So there was a behind the scenes of a filming of the Walking on Water Challenge and then Nexi's Nalina. This was actually all on Nexi's YouTube video channel for their behinds, but then of course I watched the one where Han was in it too. It was super cute because Huey actually, like, after their practice, he ran to like his bag and he was like, Han, can you sign this photo card for me, and it was like a photo card of Han that he has on the back of his phone. And literally when he did that, Han was like laughing at him. And I showed Joko this video too, because I was like, oh my god, this interaction is so cute, because it really shows that they're just like fanboys.
But he's
too.
A real one, because literally it's just like how you and I have.
Yeah.
I look in the back of my phone.
I don't have anything right now.
Oh, how dare you? I guess I'm the real. I'm just kidding. I have Jenny on my as my photo card. I always change it. I have to change it to Karina for when I go to see Espa. But
I mean,
yeah,
I haven't had a photo card.
I switch around a lot.
I haven't had a photo card on the back of my phone for a while. I haven't even had Songho, but I have Songho as my home
well, of course,
screen
I
on
saw,
my phone.
Of course, Sana and then New Jeans lives on my phone.
Yeah,
basically.
But basically, yeah, it was cute. And then Han actually wrote on Huey's photo card, he wrote, I love you, keep fighting, and take care. And then when Han left the practice room, the camera was filming Huey, and he was so cute. He was like fanboying, and he was like, yes, kind of thing. Like, he was like, score.
That was
like,
really funny,
so
actually. That was super funny to see.
And then speaking of Nexie, like another Nexie's Stray Kids crumbs is that one of the other members, Haru, like this photo of him has been circulating, because it's basically Haru laying down in bed or something, like on the couch, and like it shows the back of his phone, and guess who he has on the back of his phone case, like what
is
member?
It another Stray Kids
yeah.
member
yeah.
Oh, it has to be Hyunjin.
Yes, so it was Hyunjin's Maxident photo card on the back of his phone. I was like, man, that's so cute. Also, Changbin goes viral again unintentionally.
Yes.
I feel like
the only time he ever
goes
viral, it's when it's all unintentional for him. That's the only time.
It doesn't, like, he never intends to go viral. But basically, at one of their Dominate concerts, there is this photo that's circulating where it's Changbin and Felix. Felix is like completing half the heart, but Changbin is like holding up a stop sign, like saying no.
What is it called now?
So now it's called Firm Rejection Pose.
Yeah, that's the Firm Rejection Pose.
It's so good. People picked up on this, and like artists have been just making
it's everywhere. If you see it,
yeah,
you'll know what it is.
Like,
and it's from Stray Kids. Like,
it's from Changbin and Felix's photo. So basically, like, they're doing this Firm Rejection Pose, and they're drawing like all their anime favorite characters together. Like, some of the ones that I saw were like Nami, like doing the Firm Rejection,
yes,
to Sanji, of course, and then Makina with Denji, Bakugo with Deku. Like, there's just so many, and like people are doing like actual ones with their idols too when they do like meet and greets. It's really like viral right now, and I'll leave it at that because we haven't watched this episode yet, but I wanted to watch it with Joko because Kickflip actually has one with Stray Kids Changbin and Ian, and they're doing like a mini series. So like Kickflip is actually doing it with
they're like seeing all of their different JYP
like seniors basically.
Yeah.
So they have one out also with Nmix. They're mm-hmm. gonna have one with Twice and then JYP himself.
Oh boy.
So it's, I want to watch
I think we
those.
Talked about it last mm-hmm. week too, that we want to watch it.
But yeah, so we'll check those out for the next episode because yep. I'm done.
All right, time to clock out. Anyway, so thank you everyone for tuning in and joining us all the way through if you're still here. Yes, it was quite a lot to take in, but always a lot of fun to do. So don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. That always helps. Give us a rating. That always helps as well, too. And Haley, where can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. And if you want to chat, just send your DMs there.
Exactly. So do that. Do what Haley said. And thank you everyone for tuning in. As always, till the next episode, please take care, stay safe, and as always, peace!